So, Kat, congratulations, first of all. Tell me how you heard that you were selected.
So, I went to the England camp, and then I got an email about 2-3 days later.
Yeah, because you went to the Talent ID camp.
Yeah, it was like a 3-day thing. We had a training game on the last day, which was really good. It was tiring, but definitely influential.
That's a really exciting thing. Let's go back to how long have you been playing football then, Kat?
About since I was 6 or 7.
Right.
I've been playing with the boys' team ever since. So.
You love the game then?
Yeah, I really do. And I think having an older brother has helped me. Anything he can do, I can do 10 times better.
you've been competing against him. So you've been playing in a boys' team. Do you think that helped you?
Yeah, they give you a lot of respect. And me being the only girl, not only in the team, in the league, is definitely hard because you feel like under pressure, but it's definitely good. It's a good thing.
What team do you play for?
St Ives Rangers, yeah, in my local town.
Tell me about the story then and how you got spotted.
I was at my just local training session. I'd done like trials for a centre of excellence beforehand, but I thought I was too young. It was about year 5, I think. And I thought, this is getting too serious. I just want to be playing for fun. And then I started to focus more on my cricket. And then I got a call up for this. I went to the ACC, and then the regional camp came along, which was like a 2-day thing. And then after that, it just progressed to international, which is even better.
We'll talk about your cricket as well in a second. You talk about the ACC, the Advanced Coaching Centre. How did that help you then, Kat? How did that develop you as a player, do you think?
I think it taught me more skills like in my own game. It took the coaching further. As I'd only with the boys' team, you get basic coaching. So that's where it's definitely helped me more and understand where I can improve in myself, I think.
And set yourself challenges. And I should have asked you this in the first place. What position do you favour then? What do you like playing?
Mainly centre forward is my main position, but I also play left wing.
Right, so you can go out in the wing as well. I'm just looking at the timetable you've got for the weekend, because it's a training camp plus a match as well, Kat. And I'm just looking, it's a really hectic schedule you've got there.
Yeah, it definitely is. I've had to rest this last week and like postpone some trainings because you've got to be in the right fitness for the weekend. But they do plenty of like recoveries and the warm-ups are very thorough, so yeah.
Are you anxious at all about it, or are you just taking it in your stride?
I've had a few experiences like this before, so I'm just trying to think that it's going to be like that and hopefully think positively. I won't know anyone, which is going to be quite hard, but that will change over the course of the time.
I mean, your achievement to get this far, because there's a lot of girls try to get to this level, Kat, and I'm just looking, in 6 months, you're in the same company as players from Arsenal, Birmingham, Aston Villa, Manchester United, Liverpool. That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I was quite taken back because the... first England camp I did, I was sort of from Cambridge, and then you saw as you said, Liverpool, Manchester United, and they're all like first class teams. So it was a bit overpowering, but it was good.
Yeah, you're going to cope with it okay, do you think?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I just got to think that we're all there on merit. So
yeah, too true. What kind of teams do you support? Who's your team that you support anyway?
Manchester United in the Premier League, I'd say. But like my family support Ipswich in the Championship, so I follow them as well.
Let's talk about the cricket, because you're already on the England cricket pathway as well, aren't you?
Last season I represented with national representatives, which I got through my county, which is at Essex.
So is there going to be a bit of attention there, Kat? Have you got your ideas on what one you favour, or are you just going to see what develops?
I want to take both to like the highest level. Then I know that I've done the best I can with both. Then I can have a choice. So I think I've worked harder at my cricket So that's taken my like fancy at the moment, but anything can change. How this weekend goes could change everything, really.
The women's and the girls' games development in England, so well across the world, Kat, it's really developing brilliantly. And so there is a career now for women in football, which must be interesting for you as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. You don't have to have two jobs to be okay. So yeah.
Would you like to go professional if the football went that way for you, Kat? Would you like to make a career of it?
Yeah, I definitely would. I'm really sporty, so I'd want to be playing other sports as well. But definitely, I'd like to put that in the shirt on and play a few games for them. Yeah, it's a great honour, and I'm really excited. Yeah.